This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How about, since we're going to talk Darnold and a little bit of McCarthy here, J.J. McCarthy is damaged goods and is so overrated. He hasn't taken a snap yet.
He did in the preseason.
He looked pretty good, actually.
Until he became damaged goods.
He won a national championship last year, had surgery, had the follow-up procedure, which happens all the time, and he's damaged goods.
Won a national championship for a coach that was cheating, okay? Calm down.
Yeah. Coach is pretty good. Kwesi was interviewing some pretty good coaches when it came down to KOC and Jim Harbaugh. Sam Darnold has blown away every single expectation. I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he's Tom Brady.
I don't think you're saying he's better.
I'm not saying he's better. I'm not suggesting that.
Who's exceeded expectations more this year, Darnold or Mahomes?
Darnold.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to say, who's exceeded expectations? Where I was going to go, well, Brady was a sixth-round draft choice, and this guy was the first pick overall. So I'm leading Brady.
This year only, has Brady exceeded expectations? No.
God, another reminder. Greg Olsen working the game yesterday.
So much better.
He's better than anybody else. Not close. I used to be a big Collinsworth guy. Now he loves everybody. I liked him better when he first started. He was ripping guys. Now everybody... Come on, Mike. He's such a good player, and it's like the 19th linebacker is in the game because it's a blowout. Olsen is great, and Brady is just average. He's not bad, but he's just okay. And if you're getting 37.5 mil, they probably want a little better. Darnold. I mean, yesterday. Now, I think Arizona's pretty good. I think Arizona is underrated good. I think that defense is really good. Kyler had to remind us a couple times yesterday he's still Kyler Murray. Couple of those throws. their tight end just caught 5 more passes. McBride.
He's doing well.
24 catches in the last two games. Harrison's still going to be a superstar, right? He's not there yet. The running back's good. That defense is good. You got Gannon, the former, littered with Minnesota connections. Mike Rawless is their defense coordinator. I'm hearing PGA to Purdue, Rawless to Minnesota.
Oh.
Are you hearing that at all?
Oh, little birdie told you?
I'm not hearing that in any way, but Rawless is getting very positive reviews in Arizona. When it mattered yesterday, and the guy big drives this year? Do we have to go through all the big drives? Think about the San Francisco game early in the year. Think about the Bears game last week. Yesterday. They're going nowhere, and I'm sure plenty's on Darnold, too. I'm not saying it was all the Arizona defense looked like the combo of the Bears and Giants in the late 80s. But then the last three drives, score, score, score. And from that stretch on, he was 12 of 17. Where are the numbers here? I had 12 of 17, 156 yards, two touchdowns. I'm not going to go team by team, but how many quarterbacks do you think this year, approximately, their quarterback play has been better than Sam Darnold?
Darnold's probably
10th.
I was going to say fringe top 10, maybe a little higher.
So he's kind of where Cousins was for most of his career here. And I am so tired of how it's about to happen again this week, that we're going to romanticize that Kirk was flawless last year. They were 1-4 last year when he was the quarterback.
Yeah, but he was so good.
He started playing better, no doubt. But, man, we've turned, like, Kirk was like Montana. He had a good stretch.
We remember the Niners game last year, right?
Niners game, and then
was unbelievable.
When he gets hurt in the Packers game, he was really good in that game, too. But he had very good stretches other years. Stop telling me Kirk was magical. We're going to hear some people say he was on an MVP path. So I was also on a path to win the Grand Slam, and then I didn't qualify for the Masters. You know,
it's tough.
Just came that short. Darnold against the blitz, his numbers are absurdly good.
Mm-hmm.
Darnold, when he has to make late in games, the clutch throw, 8 out of 10 times it happens. Yes, in the first half, he'll give you 3 or 4 plays where you're like, am I watching JV ball here? What is going on? But that throw to Addison, some of the other throws he made late in the game. So, if next year, in his first year playing, J.J. McCarthy plays at this level, don't you think they'd be euphoric? A guy who's basically a rookie is playing this way. And he would be getting, I think, even more credit than Darnold in some ways for winning these close games. And by the way, the head coach, if we were closing in on the end of his third year, and he had the opposite record in close games, we'd be ripping him. Some guy I've never heard of is first in close game percentage all time. John Madden is second. Kevin Bleepin' O'Connell is third, and I get it. We're not into his 10th year. But it's not just luck. If it's this far into the career, winning close games, and he's not winning it with a stud quarterback. Kirk was 9th, 10th. That's about where Darnold's been this year. John Madden, pretty good when you have Kenny Stabler or Daryl LaMonica.
It helps.
And I'll have to look up the guy. I've never heard of the guy who is the leader in winning close games. Was not Vince Lombardi.
Landry?
Was not Landry. Was not Bud. If J.J. is playing this way next year, euphoric, right?
Yes, to put it lightly.
Right?
To put it lightly, yes.
And I get there's enormous differences. Where that's his first year. Darnold has played a little bit. Darnold's still what? Is he 27?
27.
27? If they didn't have McCarthy, and I get it, you drafted him, you got the rookie scale, you got all those advantages. If they didn't have McCarthy waiting, according to one texter, damaged goods, would they have already signed him to a lengthy contract extension?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Right? You, Dave Harrigan, get to go first in this, and then I want texters. In an ideal world, who do you want to be this team's quarterback next year? It's not going to happen. We're playing fantasy land here. Ideal world, you could either have Sam Darnold. By the way, they were trailing 19-6 yesterday. And he's capable of the lunkhead throws. He's also capable late in games making a lot of great throws and a lot of great decisions. If you could have either Sam Darnold as your starter next year or J.J. McCarthy, who is your pick? Harrigan goes first. He'll answer when we come back. Who's your choice? The Vikings will have more cap room, but they got a lot of guys to re-sign to. So that's where some of that cap room is shaded a little bit, because there are some quality guys they want to bring back, but they're going to have some flexibility. It's going to be McCarthy. So we can end that part of the conversation. But in an ideal world, if you could either have Darnold or McCarthy as your starter next year, who do you want? Send me a text, 651-461-9226.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
12:53, that is your Lindis construction time check. Time to get a free heat map analysis with your insulation estimate. We know McCarthy will be the starter next year unless something significantly unforeseen happens with the top contender, by far a health issue. But I think there was way too much hyperventilating and a little follow-up procedure a few weeks ago. But if Dave Harrigan had the ear of both Kwesi and KOC.
Who says I don't?
Yeah, maybe you do. Do you just want one ear or do you want both ears?
I want one of each.
You want one of each? That's fine.
I can be right between them and I have, you know, one's left ear, one's right.
I got it. Who would you like? And you're placing money in the Vikings every game to win.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want as their starter?
Daniel Jones.
Okay.
You didn't give me that.
As long as you go against Eddie Donatell every game.
Mm-hmm. We'll be just fine. If money's not the issue, because Sam is going to get a good contract this offseason.
Yep.
He's proven enough where teams are going to say, okay, I'm going to throw some money at you slinging Sammy. Let's go.
But I was thinking, just briefly, when I was jotting the topic down, like, okay, the Raiders need, right? New Orleans probably needs one. You start looking at these teams, you know who needs one? The Jets need one.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants need one. Now, some of these teams will be up in the draft. Will he be a little more selective this time, saying, I got to find the right spot, at least say, screw it. Somebody's going to give me, I don't know, $75 million guaranteed over a certain period of time? I'm going there.
I think he would. I mean, I think he showed some selectivity this year, choosing the Vikings. Other teams were interested, but him saying, look, Justin Jefferson. Yes, I'm going to that team because I can throw to Justin Jefferson.
Right.
It's a good idea. If the money were even close, I'd take Sam. I've seen enough. JJ might be great, but we have no idea. And if you can keep him on a rookie deal and one more year of, you know, learning, being healthy, maybe getting a little playing time here and there, yeah, give me Sam for another year for sure.
By the second year. So now McCarthy's he's been in the system in this hypothetical 3 years, and now he's played 2 years. If McCarthy's playing the way Darnold has played so far, how would you view that?
If McCarthy plays up to Darnold's level this year?
Yeah, so if Darnold, the way he's played this year, mm-hmm. and now we're talking about McCarthy finishes the second year, his second year playing.
Yes.
And he's playing like that. Do you think McCarthy's lived up to expectations? Is he underachieved a little bit?
No, I'd be very happy. If I were the Vikings, I'd be very happy knowing he's still, what, 23? You know, at that
so
point.
So he's playing like Cousins and Darnold. Cousins, who people said wasn't good enough, but you still take it.
Yeah, and he'd be a much more mobile version of, you know, Kirk Cousins, probably more even mobile than Sam, even though Sam moves pretty well. Yeah, you'd have to be very happy with that version of J.J. McCarthy 3 years in.
Among the techs, Sam, why not stay with a good thing? The money is just the draw of that rookie contract and how much money you can pay others. Plus, by all accounts, they love McCarthy. Now, they did try to offer up a ton to get Drake May. That cannot be forgotten. Daniel Jones will be the quarterback stealing your material. More Sam. J.J. is unknown. Yes, Jones most likely the backup. Hard to kick more text here. Hard to kick Darnold the curb. Let J.J. learn one more year. The problem is, because that is intriguing, right? But Darnold's going to want to go somewhere where it's 2-3 years and they can give him like, you know, the 50, 60, 70 million dollar signing bonus, which he's not getting here. My sources tell me Aaron Rodgers. Let's not start that.
That was started last week.
But we're not going to eliminate it because it wouldn't shock me. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, that's in play early next hour. Give us a follow on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show. At Dave_Harrigan. CBS News next, then Susie Jones.